The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Triple P Podcast, where we picture the past and present of popular movies made by well-known directors. In this series, I will be breaking down if us humans have changed as a whole when it comes to producing specific movie genres. I'm your host, DJ Fig, and let's get rolling. How's it going, guys? Welcome to episode 7 of the Triple P Podcast, where we talk about different types of movie genres throughout the week. This week, I've decided to switch things up than what I usually do, and since I've been comparing movies like usual, I decided to do action again, but a subtopic genre of action. And that subtopic genre I will be discussing will be martial arts films. I will be comparing two martial arts films, one from the past and one from the present, to see if anything changed in the choreography and display of martial arts. Firstly, what is a martial arts film? According to Wikipedia, martial arts films are a subgenre of action films that feature numerous martial arts combat between characters. These combats are usually the film's primary appeal and entertainment value, and often are a method of storytelling and character expression and development. Martial arts are frequently featured in training scenes and other sequences in addition to fights. Some well-known martial arts films include Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee, The Raid, A Touch of Zen, and Ong Bak. Moving on, I can now go to what martial arts films I'll be discussing. This week, I'll be comparing and contrasting The Karate Kid, made in 1984, to The Karate Kid, made in 2010. Alright, let's begin. Let's talk about the movie from the past first. The Karate Kid, made in 1984. You know the drill? We're gonna do a synopsis, so spoiler alert if you haven't watched this movie. So in The Karate Kid, made in 1984, we have Daniel LaRusso, played by Ralph Macchio, who was moved from New Jersey to Los Angeles with his mother, Lucille. After being invited to a local beach party, Daniel starts to hit it off with Ally Mills, played by Elizabeth Shue, a cheerleader who happens to go to the same high school as him. However, this draws the attention of her black belt ex-boyfriend, Johnny Lawrence, played by William Zabka, along with his gang from the Cobra Kai dojo. These guys bully Daniel. Seeing Daniel get bullied, Daniel's handyman, Mr. Miyagi, in his apartment complex, defends and rescues him from getting even hurt more from the members of the Cobra Kai dojo. Mr. Miyagi then teaches Daniel karate and puts him in a tournament where Daniel can face off his bullies. The Cobra Kai members agree to stop bullying him if Daniel were to win this tournament. So that was the synopsis, and we'll talk about the in-depth production before I go to my review of the film. So The Karate Kid was released on June 22, 1984, and it's 127 minutes long. Moving on, what's interesting about the film was that it was based off a semi-autobiographical story of the screenwriter, Robert Mark Kamen. When Robert Mark Kamen was 17, he was beaten up by a gang of bullies. This led him to study karate. With his life experiences, Robert Mark Kamen was able to create a one-of-a-kind movie like The Karate Kid. Moving on, filming began on October 31st, 1983, and they finished wrapping things up with the film on December 16, 1983. Throughout the film, they had a budget of $8 million. For the fighting scenes and choreography, the fight choreographer was Pat E. Johnson. Pat E. Johnson was a Tang Soo Do karate black belt. Tang Soo Do is a type of Korean martial arts based on karate, if you didn't know what that means. Moving on, Pat E. Johnson was a great hire for the film because he was previously featured in Bruce Lee's American Hong Kong martial arts film called Enter the Dragon. Fun fact, he also worked at Chuck Norris at a martial arts school. When the film was released, they grossed nearly $100 million in the United States and Canada. This led to The Karate Kid being the highest grossing film of 1984. In total, nearly 30 million tickets were sold to watch this film. Alright, let's go to my review of this film now. After rewatching this film the other day and haven't seen it in so long, I would say that it was a really good film and I loved it. What I found similar was its concept to Rocky, which was a movie based on an underdog boxer. But I found The Karate Kid way more interesting for some reason. The main character Daniel had many struggles that were relatable to bullying, fitting in, and basically being a person of my age. There are many awesome scenes and montages of Daniel training before the tournament, and I just thought that was very inspiring and cool to watch. In addition, I thought Daniel and Mr. Miyagi get really great character development, which led me to enjoy and increase my interest in watching it more. Some things I did not enjoy was how there was kind of no character buildup for the main villain, Johnny. I wish that they would have incorporated more things about him, allowing us to learn more why he's like that. Adding on to some things I kind of disliked but didn't really mind was that there are some scenes that seemed poorly directed to me. I thought that some of the scenes were very, in a way, slow at times, but that's just how old movies are in general, so I kind of just brushed it off. Moving on, what's crazy to think about is how old this movie really is. This movie was made nearly 39 years ago. And I thought, for a movie being made 39 years ago, the quality was not that bad as in the visual. There are some scenes where it looked not blurry at all, as some would say often from watching a movie made in the 80s. The audio also wasn't that bad. It didn't feel that old school vibe, so it didn't really affect my thoughts on the movie. Also, I thought the choreography wasn't that bad, but I will compare it with the present Karate Kid later on in the film. Overall, this movie was pretty entertaining due to its acting talent from the characters, and plenty memorable scenes were made, especially the training scenes. Okay, let's now go to The Karate Kid from the present, made in 2010. You know the drill, I'm gonna go to the quick synopsis real quick before I do my review and the in-depth production. Okay, so here's the synopsis. It begins with the main character, Dre Parker, who moves to China with his mom due to work. With him moving to China, Dre experiences that he is a stranger in a strange land. Similar to The Karate Kid in 1984, he experiences getting bullied by a group of kung fu students similar to his age. With this, Dre meets Mr. Han, a maintenance man who is also a martial arts master, to train him to beat his bullies with kung fu. Mr. Han teaches Dre all about kung fu in the hopes that Dre will be able to face down Cheng and perhaps win the heart of a pretty classmate named Mei Ying. Okay, that was the synopsis. Let's get started with the production. What was good about the film was that the casting of the main characters. For Dre Parker, they casted Jaden Smith, which is Will Smith's son. And for Mr. Han, the person teaching kung fu to Dre was Jackie Chan. Fun fact, Will Smith was one of the guys that actually produced this film. As for filming, most filming took place in the Forbidden City, Great Wall of China, and the Wudong Mountains. The producers had to get permission from the Chinese government in order to film in those areas. The film was then released on June 11th, 2010 by Columbia Pictures, an American film productions company, to 3,663 theaters across the United States. In its opening day, Karate Kid grossed nearly $18.8 million, and in the opening weekend, they grossed an estimated $56 million. In total over time, with a budget of $40 million, they grossed nearly $359.1 million. The film also won many awards, such as in the People's Choice Awards, they won Favorite On-Screen Team and Favorite Action Star. In the 2011 Kids' Choice Awards, they won two awards, Favorite Movie and Favorite Butt Kicker. And in the 2011 MTV Video Music Age Japan, they won Best Song from a Movie, and that song was Never Say Never by Justin Bieber. Okay, let's now go to the review of this film. So this movie was basically a remake of The Karate Kid in 1984. And for a remake, I honestly did not mind it at all. I thought The Karate Kid 2010 was pretty good. I thought the storyline was excellent, it was engaging, it was pretty heartfelt, and there were a lot of emotions being made. Overall, it's just a very well-rounded story. I love the journey line we experienced throughout the movie with Dre, the main character learning Kung Fu, and to becoming good friends with Mr. Han. I liked how the story was played throughout China, and seeing Dre train throughout the terrains like the Great Wall of China was pretty pleasing to the eye. It's something you don't really see in these types of movies. Also, I thought the tournament was very, 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 very cool. The background noise and the sound each fighter makes truly feels like I am in the stands, and watching Dre fight off these Kung Fu students from different academies, it felt amazing to watch. The choreography was also really good. It seemed so real to me. I also liked Jaden Smith's acting and Jackie Chan's. Their chemistry showed what it is truly like to have a student and a mentor. Okay. Now that I have talked about both movies, I can now compare the similarities of these movies and differences. First up, Rotten Tomatoes. Again, if it is your first time listening to my podcast, the Rotten Tomatoes score measures the percentage that are more positive than negative, and assigns an overall fresh or rotten rating to the movie. Scores of over 60% are considered fresh, meaning that the film is good, and scores of 59% and under are rotten, meaning that the film was bad. For The Karate Kid made in 1984, they received a Rotten Tomatoes score of 89%. For the present Karate Kid made in 2010, they received a Rotten Tomatoes score of 66%. As you can see, I'm pretty shocked. The film from the past clearly had a better rating, and from my perspective, although I would say that I enjoyed both films, and I don't think that the Karate Kid 2010 version deserved a 66%. I just don't think it deserved it. To me, I did not see any flaws, but I feel that the reason why the percent was so low was probably due to the fact that it was a remake. Most films that are remakes are always set to have a high standard and expect to be as good as the original film. And for the new Karate Kid being so different for a remake, I could see many movie critics not enjoying it. As for choreography for fighting scenes, I think it was pretty obvious that the 2010 version had a better production. This is due to the fact that it's more modernized and it's clearly expected. A difference between the two was the fact that the original Karate Kid was actually using karate, whereas the Karate Kid from the present uses kung fu in their film. I find it kind of funny how the 2010 version was still named The Karate Kid instead of The Kung Fu Kid. There's just no karate being used in the 2010 version, and I thought that they kept it that way just for a money grab. Something similar throughout watching both movies was the chemistry between the student and the mentor. Mr. Han and Mr. Miyagi are both retired martial arts masters who built a strong relationship with Dre and Daniel, who were torn apart from getting bullied. I just found it so relatable and amazing to watch. It was truly a feel-good moment, I'd say, from watching both films. In the end, I thought both films were successful in creating what a martial arts movie truly should be like. And they definitely set the bar high for martial arts film as a whole. What do you think? Thank you for watching this episode. I will see you guys with another review next week.